Simon Vivent, a blog in the West of White, somewhere in the West of White, slightly mysterious for reasons that may become clear shortly. And we are with the creator, the person, the entity that is Mr. Corkhead.
Good afternoon.
Not the accent I thought I was going to hear.
No, afternoon, sorry.
Now, this Mr. Corkhead, for probably the one or two people who aren't aware of this, Mr. Corkhead was do you want to describe what it is? I mean, I've got an understanding of what it is, but being the creator, you tell us.
It came about purely by accident. I mean, as lots of Islanders know, there's a great deal of Isle of Wight words that are still in use today. And I just came across a dictionary from the middle of the 1800s that had some of the words that some people would be familiar with today, but an awful lot of other words that were just fantastic, that I just felt should be celebrated a little bit because they were unique to the island. Mm. So I started off by using iPadio, a system just that allows you to broadcast to the web via your mobile phone.
So you talk and it comes out of the web.
Yeah, that's right. And they weren't particularly elaborate to begin with, just talking about the words. But as people sort of picked up on them, they encouraged me. And I don't need much encouragement. And it started to elaborate on them, and they became a little bit more theatrical and elaborated and ridiculous, really.
I mean, when we first came across it, we were really relieved. We're like, thank goodness, because we'd been wanting to do it. Other people have been saying to us, why don't you do some local words? It's one of those things on the list of a million things that, you know, one day we're going to get round to. But then what was fantastic was that you'd done the pronunciations as well.
Yes.
And as you say, it started off relatively simple and turned into this massive productions in the end.
Yeah, it did. At one point, well, throughout most of it, I was producing five a week, one a day, which was quite an undertaking. I really did make quite a large, or a girt rod, as Mr. Corkhead would say, for my own back there. And people, certainly on Twitter and Facebook and other places, and certainly through Ventnor blog, there became an expectation that these were going to be there Monday to Friday. And if I did miss a day for whatever reason, people certainly let me know that I had missed a day and they wanted me to continue writing these. I'd write. Some of the stories were based on historical fact and maybe sort of given a little twist to make them slightly funnier, incorporating the word. Others were based on just complete fiction. But a vast majority of them are based on family, friends, members, hence the need for anonymity, really.
Right.
Because if some of those family members did listen to them and change the names,
right,
that have been changed to protect those in there, they'd probably string me up.
The great thing was to see it not around just the island, but it flew around the whole of the UK and beyond. One, obviously, it's the internet, so anyone can access it anywhere. But I remember there's a sort of hyperlocal collective called Talk About Local, and someone called Nikki Gepgood. And the first piece that she wrote for the Talk About Local site, I think I'm remembering this right, the first piece was about Mr. Corkhead.
Yes.
And so the rest of the hyperlocals around the UK then picked up on it. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was good. I think Nikki had an aunt maybe that used to live in Freshwater, I think, and she'd sort of been here on holiday, and I think there was a bit of a connection there. But it has gone, it's certainly on Twitter. I've got followers on Twitter that are, you know, there's a couple in Australia that have relatives, possibly convicts maybe, that went out on the ship, but relatives that were islanders in years gone past, and they've sort of just been finding out a little bit more about their heritage, and God help them if they're using Mr. Corkhead's Isle of Wight colloquialisms to because there's not that much. There's some fact in there, but not too much. But
all the words are real.
all the words are real. Yeah, very much so. Which, sort of leads on nicely to the Isle of Wight County Press picking up on this. Keith Newbury, a number of months back, wrote a short article saying that he quite liked Ventnor Blog and he'd listened to a few of the colloquialisms, but presumed they were being made up. When in actual fact, none of them are. They're all written down and recorded, which is one of the unique things actually, that, you know, colloquialisms are normally an informal language. They're not written down. They're just between friends and locals. So to find this book that was documented them all was great, because it gave it some, rather than me just trying to remember something my grandfather would say or some words my dad still says, I was able to add this wealth of words to use as a resource.
And what happened? So he wrote the sort of an opinion piece in the CP.
Yes.
And then what did you write to him? What was the response?
Yeah. Well, I wrote to Keith. Quite in very pleasant letter I wrote to him, sort of in jest, but just saying that I was actually, you know, I'd done my research and the words were genuine, and that I felt he should apologise because he'd obviously made an honest mistake by presuming I'd made the words up. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted him to do was just apologise really, and just publish a letter just to say, you know, that he could hold his hands up and just say very sorry. But he chose to take the other tack, which was to attack me, which is completely out of the blue, because I really don't think I've offended him in any way. Interestingly now, though, Keith has decided to, I think now the dust has settled on that, he's now decided to champion Isle of Wight words,
right,
almost take it under his own wing in his recent article.
Is he cockhead too, is he?
Well, yeah. He's sort of, he's not really, I don't think he's handled it particularly well, actually. I think it's sort of his little article and his little column, and he's it's not the problem I found with County Press is that there doesn't seem to be this two-way conversation that you get with something like Ventnor Blog, actually.
Right.
What's
also, I thought, was what was interesting about the blog. I mean, you were putting these things out at such a rate, we had to sort of catch up eventually with where you were. And then a guy called Dave Knight approached us and said, I want to do something artistic. I want to do something. I mean, he's an artist. He produces great work. But he said, I want to have a sort of project. And we said, how about the words? And that's for him. He started off with illustrations, which we then used to put alongside. You know, we knew the words that we were trying to catch up with that you'd done already. And then he turned them from paper drawings into vitreous enamels as well. So this sort of whole fantastic Isle of Wight thing bouncing around the island, it's been good.
Yeah, it was really nice to see those illustrations and just someone else hitting it from a different angle. So that was great to see.
But now you've decided to call a halt to it.
Well, it's...
Or is it a little holiday?
I think it's a pause. Because like I say, producing five a week, one every day, you can flick through the book and find a couple of words that you might be able to use, but because I present each one with a little story, coming up with a different story for each one every day is quite a challenge.
How long was it taking to do? I don't know, I guess you wrote it in some way, or the ideas, or did you write the whole dialogue down?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much. Well, it would. It depends how the creative juices are flowing. Some days you could sit down and you'd write three, four, five. The words would lend themselves quite easily to different scenarios that you can sort of, in your imagination or stories that you've heard in the past through friends and family. Other days, though, it was just really tricky. Mm. So there's a few that are slightly topical, I think, but it would be a bit of an undertaking. I'd say at least probably half an hour for each one.
Wow. And then the record as well.
Yeah, the record, and sometimes that would take a few. I mean, in the early days, they were all live through just pick the mobile phone up and dial the number through to iPhone.
First take.
It had to be, which was quite tricky, really. But then, because the way iPadio developed with the sort of the iPhone app, it gave me the luxury of being able to record and listen back. And make them more elaborate as well, actually, and set up a few sound effects along the way and add those in. So
before we met you, because for absolutely ages you wouldn't tell us who you were, and it was Mr. Corkhead through Twitter, conversations through that, and we're sort of seeing, who is he? What does he do? And you sort of start constructing these stories of, well, he's doing it at sort of 7:30, 8 o'clock. He must be doing it on the ferry leaving the island. He's working on the mainland, and that's where he sits down in the ferry every day and does it. But yeah, you sort of, these weird constructions you come up with.
Yeah, no, it was... I'm fortunate that I can work from home. So the broadcast tended to be produced and broadcast in between toast and coffee in the morning. before work actually started for the day.
Yeah. So for the fans of Mr. Corkhead, there may be more Corkheads on the way.
Yeah, I think there will be. I still get nudged every now and again on Twitter for people to.
I'm sure one of those is Mike.
Mike Rawlings. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Only today, actually.
Really.
I retweeted something today from Ventnor Blog, and. Yeah, very excitedly, he presumed I was back and was going to be producing them at a terrific rate again. But I think the it'll probably be a more of an emphasis on quality rather than quantity when I get back round to doing it.
He almost went into mourning, I think, when you stopped doing it.
Well,
he literally said, "I don't know what to do in my mornings anymore."
Well, there did seem to be quite a few people. There were comments on the iPadio website as well, where all the colloquialisms are sort of were initially broadcast and held, that said, you know, they started their day with coffee and a colloquialism, and don't stop. You know, there were people telling me not to stop, which was great. It was lovely, but I think I did need that break.
Yeah.
That sort of artistic, just to pause, just to reflect. But it's great that people are still, they're still in people's minds, and people are still keen to hear more as well.
Okay, well, look, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.